I'm Ashley.
And I'm Brooke.
And you're here with us on the Teachers Who Talk Crime
Podcast.
So I wanted to tell y'all a funny story. Last episode, I really went on a rant about Teacher of the Year and how much work it is and how if I got nominated that I would not proceed with all the things that come along with becoming Teacher of the Year. Well, next day we had a staff meeting and they announced all the nominees for Teacher of the Year. And guess who got nominated?
Drumroll, please.
For Teacher of the Year. It's me.
She sent me a picture. She said, well, damn.
It's me. Hi.
I'm the problem.
It's me.
You manifested it, but just manifested it in the wrong way.
Yeah. So I love it. It's a resume builder. I will be putting it on my resume, but I will not be proceeding with the rest.
Because what do you got to do with the essay?
You got to do an essay. I think there's an interview. My to-do list is too long.
Yeah.
And my contractual hours are too short. So, no, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Whoever nominated me, thank you so much for your review. This gold star's for you.
Bing.
But that's the extent of what Teacher of the Year will be for Brantisha, the school teacher.
Yeah. But congratulations, regardless, because I've never even been nominated.
You know.
And I'm not mad about it. I know what I do, and I know how good I am. I know how good I am at it, but that's that.
I feel like, so in order for you to get nominated, only one person has to nominate you, which I get. So I don't know how many nominations I was given. I don't know if it was one. I don't know if it was multiple. But in my eyes, I feel like you should have, because when they were announcing all of the nominees, it was like, a ton of teachers.
Oh, really?
Like, a bunch of teachers were nominated. Like, a good 20, 25 of us.
That's a lot. You should have had to get at least, like, 3 votes each.
That's what I'm... That's where I was going. Like, here's the thing. Being nominated is great, but I feel like to actually be in the running, you should have a certain number.
Yeah.
Because now you got all these teachers who were nominated, and you could be nominated by students, by fellow coworkers, by parents. Like, it's, you know what I mean?
Okay, so the pool was wide open.
Yeah, so I'm just like, if I got one, that's great. I'm gonna take my little certificate. But in order to, like, proceed, I feel like you should have a certain number.
Mm-hmm. Everyone that nominated should get a certificate, and everyone who had more than 5 boats. You got 5 boats?
I don't know. I have no boats. Idea.
I said boats.
I mean, I ain't got no boats.
Boats and hoes. I think that everyone should have gotten the certificate like you did.
Yeah.
But then to proceed to the next round, it should be rounds. You should get 5 votes.
Yeah.
And then that's like, oh, well, then more than one person liked me. Because at this point, it's just like, oh, one person liked me.
Yeah. That's how I feel. I'm in full believing. So I don't know how many I got. I don't know what's said about me. I don't really know. But again, this is where my Teacher of the Year journey stops, right here, because I just don't understand why it's so much work to prove that you're good at what you do.
It's another gaslighting tactic.
Because the bread is in the pudding. I shouldn't have to brag about myself writing essays and doing interviews, explaining, like, come into my classroom. See for yourself.
Yeah. Door is always open.
You know, see for yourself why I was nominated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't got time.
We have observations coming up, and I was explaining the whole process to James, and he was like, well, I don't understand. Why don't you agree with observations? And I said, because this man is going to walk into my room, and it's going to be the first time he has been in my room all year. He is staying for 20 minutes total, and he expects me to show him everything on his little checklist, and if I don't, I get points deducted.
It's crazy. Observations are, in my opinion, a waste of time.
I don't care if you come in my room. Observe me doing my thing every single day. Come once a week. Come once a month. I mean, like, pop in and just sit for a little while.
Yeah.
I mean, and obviously, you know, it's going to be a dog and pony show because I'm aware that you're coming. I know what class you're coming to, and I'm already going to prep these kids. And they have been doing this long enough that when I told them about the observation, they literally go, yeah, we know how to act when someone's in here.
Mm-hmm.
Like yeah. They even know.
Yeah, it's crazy. We had we have our next round of observations as well. But this one, we have to record our own, like ourselves recording our own lessons and then essentially grade ourselves on how we think we did.
Well, that's one of the questions when we do our follow up. The first question they ask is, how do you think the lesson went?
And it's just like, bro,
I'm not about to bash myself. I'm a good ass teacher.
You know, like, so now again, another thing to add to my to-do list, find a time to pick a lesson that I'm going to record, submit that, then fill out this, I don't even know how long, form to evaluate myself teaching.
Yeah.
Again, I feel like you're adding more work on me. Observations should be an admin's job, point blank period.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I'm cool going to the post observation and we talk about it. I'm cool with that. But now you telling me I gotta record, I gotta review myself, and then I have to go claim, like go to you and be like, all right, well, this is what I think about my lesson. And then you're going to watch it and be like, well, this is what I thought of your lesson. Like, just tell me what you thought.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me what you thought and let's keep it moving. Because yep. That's enough for me.
I totally agree.
It's crazy. It's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, but you know.
But regardless, congratulations on Teacher of the Year.
Thank you. Thank you.
And for what it's worth, if I could have voted for you, I would have.
Oh, I could have sent you the link.
They would be like, who is this?
I don't even know if they look at I don't know if it's like anonymous. I've never like nominated anyone myself because I always just forget and I never like, I'm just like, I got a lot of things to do. Mm-hmm. So like someone's gonna vote for you. If I think you're amazing, somebody gonna vote for you.
Right.
You're gonna end up on there. But yeah, that's what happened.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of amazing people and things and all their hard work, someone wanted to acknowledge us. Did you just want to move into it?
Yes, let's move into our Estudiante Estrella.
So I have our star student today, and I'm probably going to butcher your handle name because I think it's Haas B.S. J.A.V. So Haas B.S. Jav.
B.S. Jav.
I think that's what it is.
Okay.
I'm going to go with it. And you said, you don't know it, but we're teach.
Dot, dot, dot.
Dot,
ooh,
dot, dot.
But we're teacher besties.
Besties.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yep. And it's 5 stars, clearly.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yeah. And the review says, I can't get enough of this podcast. I'm in college to be a middle school teacher who is obsessed with all things spooky and morbid. So this podcast is perfect. I love the cases mixed in with real talk about classroom. I am very sad that I'm caught up on episodes. So as long as you guys enjoy it, keep the episodes coming.
Oh.
Well, we're 61 in, baby. We ain't going nowhere.
We ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
We gonna make it. We gonna make it.
We are.
It. Yeah.
We will. So that was a very, very sweet review. And if you need any middle school tips, let me know, and I am happy to help you.
Oh, that's so sweet. So, Haas B.S. Jav?
Yeah.
Okay. I thank you so much for your review. This gold star's for you. Bing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
Do we have anything else?
I don't think so. Shop our Amazon storefront.
Should we go ahead and Amazon storefront? That's what you just told me.
Thank you. It's been a long day.
Yeah. Yes. And yes. So Amazon storefront. I told Ashley that I'm really sorry that our story is mostly me. And I apologized to her. And she was like, girl.
I
don't care.
I don't.
Okay.
Rock out, man.
So
the Instagram, if you guys haven't guessed, is Brooke's thing. I really just, on my set days is when I post the things on the story that I need to do. But outside of that, everything is Brooke. I do the Sunday homework stories when it's my homework, the Monday post with the episodes and the star students. That's me. The trivia, the are you smarter than a fifth grader Tuesday trivia question. That's me. Other than that, that Instagram story is all Brooke. So whatever she wants to do with it, rock out.
So if you get tired of seeing me, then you can always ask Ashley to post more.
I mean, you could, but I'm probably going to say no. and very respectfully, I just got a lot on my plate. So, you know, all the time that I could, you know, carve out for the things I got to do. But I don't think I got much left carving in me. So, you know, yeah.
You're doing a great job carving.
Thank you.
You are. So we'll just jump into it. It's Ashley's case, guys. And so we're just going to go with it. You know what's coming. Sit down. Shut up. The murder is about to begin.
Ahora. All right, guys. So these past 2 weeks have literally been the most chaotic weeks of my entire life. And I feel like Mercury is still retrograding. And then in addition to that, the full moon is still just full mooning. So your girl has been going through it. And I say all this to say that even though your girl's going through it, mama ain't no punk. Okay. So this episode was going to get done. So here it is. It is a mini episode, but an episode nonetheless.
Okay. That's okay. We like mini episodes around here.
Okay. I mean, we haven't done one in a very long time.
Yeah. Well, too. And then they end up not being so mini anyways.
I don't know. This one might be. Hey, we'll see. But yeah. So the only trigger warning I have for this lesson is murder. And we all know that's why you all are here today. So I'm not even going to say if you don't like it, you know, come back next week. Y'all here for it. So I'm going to just jump into it.
It's in the name of our podcast.
Yeah. I mean, it's not Teachers Who Talk Murder, but...
No, it's not. It was. Did you know? Fun fact, the name of our podcast was almost Murder in the Classroom.
Oh my God, it was.
Yeah. So fun fact, guys.
Murder in the Classroom. Nope.
How would you have done that jingle?
Murder.
In the Classroom.
That's kind of cute.
I tried.
Murder. In the Classroom. That's cute.
See, I'm learning from you.
Look at that. So we will begin today's lesson on January 13th, 1998 in Linwood, California. 37-year-old Gina Castillo was at home with her 16-year-old son, Mario Padilla, and her 14-year-old nephew, Samuel Ramirez. It's unclear if this particular thing that I'm about to talk about happened on this particular day, but apparently Gina asked Mario to complete some chores around the house, and sources stated that he was grounded as a punishment. So my assumption is that he was asked to do said chores, didn't do said chores, and was given a punishment for not doing the chores.
Okay, I would have taken it as he is already grounded, so she made him do work. Oh. Regardless.
Okay.
He's at the house.
Okay, yeah. So I'm not sure the details of the grounding that he received, but nonetheless, Mario was not pleased with being grounded. And at some point, Mario began talking to Samuel about how irked he was about being grounded or something of that nature. And the two came to the agreement that they would kill Gina due to this.
For being grounded?
Yes.
And so she deserved to die because she parented you?
Apparently.
Wow.
So I know y'all are like, whoa, like this is pretty drastic and an immediate decision that the two of these made. So let's get into that. Cause I know y'all like, what? Like, so
she grounded you. I was grounded for 8 months out of my 8th grade year.
8 months?
Not consecutively, but a total of 8 months, my 8th grade year.
Dang.
So like, Andrew, she's still kicking. I didn't murder her. She is still around. Like, she's still here. And I was grounded for a long ass time.
That is a long time. I was grounded for a summer before. And then we had like a I'm out of jail party. Like after.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It was crazy. So as you can see by the title, this lesson is about the Scream murder. And yes, I'm referring to Scream the movie.
Okay, I saw that on your computer and I was like, what in the world is she Googling?
Well, this is it right here.
The Scream murder. Okay. Yeah.
So Mario and Samuel were obsessed with the movies Scream and Scream 2. According to one source, one of the boys, not sure which one, said that the films were cool. Now, I've seen a lot of cool movies. I like cool movies, but I damn sure didn't think a movie was so cool that I was gonna reenact the movie in real life, let alone a movie about like somebody wearing a mask like murdering people.
Absolutely not.
Yeah,
I can't even think of a movie that I did want to recreate. Like, I feel like, you know, when you watch Fast and Furious, you want to get in a car and you want to drive fast. When you watch a Rocky Balboa movie, you feel like you could fight the world, right?
Not really.
I get it. But okay, but when you watch the drug dealer movies, you think that you'd be a really good mob wife or like a drug wife. I do. I always take on these personas and I'm like, yes, I could have trafficked that cocaine easily. Yes, I could have. And somebody, whoever I'm watching the movie next to me, is like, girl, no, you could not have.
No, ma'am.
No.
Absolutely, positively. Mm-mm.
No. So I get that, like, you were obsessed with a movie to the point it made you feel some type of way, but I never was like, I watched a murder movie and now I want to go commit murder.
Yeah, or like, I watched, you know, Ariel and I want to be a mermaid.
Yeah.
I mean, some people want to be mermaids. Some people claim they are mermaids. They, you know, do. Some people claim they're like a cat too. So, you know,
some of those.
Yeah. So, you know, yep. But again, most people
watch a movie for entertainment.
Yeah. Not for like inspiration.
That's a great way of putting it.
Yeah. The source also went on to say that whichever boy disclosed to a friend on the way back from school that the way the murders were carried out in the movies were the perfect way to kill somebody.
They also had script writers.
Yeah.
Okay.
And budgets.
Yeah.
And film crews.
And fake blood.
And fake knives.
Yeah.
So just like in previous cases, I'm sure that whoever heard this didn't disclose this to anybody, because then we probably wouldn't be here, you know? But like we've always said, it's better safe than sorry. So why didn't you tell somebody? And I'm not blaming this child who heard his friend say, like, yeah, this is a perfect way to kill somebody. But you never know the true intentions of what somebody is saying. So maybe you're not going to go all out like he and point him out in public like he said he's going to. But like, go to someone in private and be like, hey, he said something. I was just concerned about it.
I feel some type of way about it.
You know what I mean? And even in like a joking manner, like, I feel like there's a way, like, yo, I'm going to kill you. Like, I say that to people all the time, but clearly I'm not going to kill you. But it sounds like these boys idolized this movie so much that they were, like, talking about it.
You can also tell in a person's tone, too. Like, when you say it, your tone is not even nearly harsh or anger or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's very different. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mario and Samuel had goals of killing actual people in the same manner that it was done in the movies. They were so obsessed with these Scream movies that they even wanted to buy the costumes and a voice box to distort their voices to really emulate the movie during their killing spree.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Mm-hmm. I know that Spirit Halloween, right down the street. I bet they got all kind of Scream costumes.
Yeah, they do. But again, you won't buy them.
For Halloween. People. You buy them for Halloween.
You know, you don't buy them to kill people.
No.
I don't know. One source stated that witnesses would hear the boys referring to their fantasies of murder as doing a scream or busting a scream.
Busting a, you know.
Well, here's the thing. The two things that immediately came to my mind. One, busting a scream, like bust a move. Like I immediately heard, you got it, bust a move in my brain. Oh, I heard
something so different.
Oh, you thought like
busting up.
Like a fap. I wasn't thinking that. You need to get your mind out of the gutter. That's what you need to do. So immediately know with that. And then two, if witnesses, which... witnesses is plural, so that means it's more than one person.
So they're openly talking about this.
If you're hearing these boys refer to these fantasies in the way that they are, why did you not tell somebody?
Exactly.
Like, plenty of people have fantasies, okay? I want to be a millionaire. So freaking bad, okay? Buy all of the things I never had. Okay. Yeah,
like Bruno Mars said.
You know, that's what he said. I was waiting for you to pick up on it. I'm glad you did.
He said that.
He did. But when you fantasize of something that involves injuring and or murdering another human being and idolizing a movie that is your inspiration for said killings, let somebody know.
Yeah, somebody needed to be told.
Let
and like you said, what stood out to me was that witnesses were plural, meaning these conversations are being had with or around other people.
Yes.
And no one's seeing the problem that's taking place.
100%. Like, if we haven't taught you anything in these 61 episodes, if somebody says something that is just a little concerning to you, even if they're your friend, even if they're your people, even if they're your mom, your dad, your brother, sister, cousin, uncle, I don't care. I don't care if it's your mama. Mm-hmm. Okay? Tell somebody.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
You really don't. And then now you have to live with that regret if something does happen.
And I imagine that these witnesses feel like crap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They came forward later and they're like, golly, I remember that.
He was playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now that we have some background information about these boys, we're going to go back to January 13th, 1998. So Mario attacked his mother from behind while Samuel held her down. Gina was stabbed a total of 45 times with at least 4 different knives.
Oh my God. How did they have 4 knives? From their own home or they went and bought them?
That I do not know.
What the heck?
So remember, the boys really wanted to do like the Scream murder the Scream way, but the boys didn't have any money to purchase the Scream ghost face costumes. So what they did was they pulled their shirts over their head while they were stabbing her. Like
she wouldn't know that it was them?
I mean, just I guess to give it like, oh, it's our mask, you know?
So they didn't care that she knew it was them doing it.
Thank you. Okay. Whoa, that was crazy. What were you saying?
So they pulled the shirts over their heads because they were trying to conceal their identity? Like, I don't understand. I don't know.
I don't think it was for an identity thing. It was just like their goal in this was to do Scream as much as possible. But they didn't have the mask, so I guess they made a mask out of their
right. Did they make the phone call the way they do in Scream?
There was no mention of that, no.
See, you didn't even do anything.
Yeah. Even after being stabbed 45 times, Gina managed to get to the phone and call 911 for help. Gina stated the following on the 911 call. My son, he's 16. He's just stabbed me. I'm bleeding. Oh, I'm bleeding.
Mm. The fact that she knew it was her son.
Mm-hmm. So clearly that mask didn't help.
Yeah. And to then lay there on the phone with 911 and then to have like a million thoughts run through your head while you're bleeding on the floor as to why your son just did that to you.
Yeah, because
your own son.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that is the biggest betrayal.
Yes, absolutely.
As a mother. To be like, not only am I laying on this floor bleeding, my own child did this to me.
Mm-hmm. Like, and now, even when you're like a awesome, awesome sauce mother, she knows what's going to happen to her child. She knows she's about to die, but my child's also about to spend his whole life in prison.
Yep, 100%. Gina also managed to call her husband, who is also Mario's stepfather, Pedro Castillo, to inform him of what just happened and to ultimately say her goodbyes to him.
That is so sad.
So, so sad. Mario and Samuel stole either 140 or 150. Sources really varied on the amount. So they stole either $140 or $150 from Gina, which they planned to use to buy their Scream costumes and the
thing
voice
that they needed before they stabbed her.
Yeah, which tells me that they're what?
Planning more.
Uh-huh. Yes. The money they stole was a baptism gift given to Gina for her 1-month-old daughter.
Oh, she had another baby.
Yes. But there was no mention of where the baby was, like at the time of the murder. So I was just like, was the baby here? Where was the baby?
Yeah, because it happened at the house, didn't it?
Yeah. So where was the baby?
Oh, that's sad.
Mm-hmm. After taking the money, the boys left the apartment and watched Gina die from the outside of the apartment. So I assume that they were just like looking like outside, like looking through a window, like literally just watching her die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gina was discovered deceased in her 2-bedroom apartment on the same day that she was murdered. It's not noted anywhere how or where the boys were caught, but they were, and they were immediately arrested for the murder of Gina Castillo.
Well, there was no investigation. She said it on the 911 call.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like
she also told her husband.
Mm-hmm. The boys confessed to stabbing and robbing Gina. One source stated that the boys also confessed that they were prompted to kill and making threatening phone calls to fellow high school students after seeing the movies Scream and Scream 2. So they were doing the phone call thing, but like right. not to Gina, like
to other classmates.
Uh-huh.
So they were going to kill again, ultimately. Mm-hmm. But they got caught the same day.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, but then I'm also like, did they leave the apartment before she called 911? Because
I would think that, I don't know, because it's like they would have taken a phone away from her because they know that she would have outed them.
Right. So that's the part that was confusing. Like, did you really feel you were going to get away with this?
Right.
Or like, what? What was it? Clearly, the films played a crucial role in this case. However, Compton's Superior Court Judge John Chirosky banned the mention of the Scream movies during trial. He stated the following in a written ruling. The court orders that any and all Scream evidence is excluded from this trial. The court orders that this case is not to be referred to as the Scream murder case.
But why?
I don't know. But also, oops, because that's what I called this episode.
But it is. That played a crucial role in the mind altering of what they did.
Yeah. I don't.
They were influenced by this movie. Now, should the Scream franchise be held accountable? Absolutely not. They didn't. That's not the intention of the Scream movies.
Yeah.
And the millions of people that watched those movies did not go out and commit murder.
100%.
These two knuckleheads just so happened to do that.
Yeah. Correct.
I don't think that leaving that evidence out, I mean, it's not my call. I just don't see the issue because that is what wired their brains is a horror movie.
Yeah.
And it ultimately put these fantasies in their heads. It's not the Scream franchise's fault. It is their fault. But mm-hmm. it's still evidence as to where they got these ideations and these ideas.
Yeah, I feel that. He also banned television and newspaper photographers from the courtroom as well.
So he wanted this to be like zip, zip.
Yeah, and I think that's why I don't have, like, a super amount of information.
Is it because of their age?
I mean, he was, what, 16?
Yeah, they were still minors.
Yeah, but, like, I couldn't even find court documents, and the ones that I could find, I was really confused about, so I was just like, okay.
Yeah, court documents are hard to read
sometimes. Yes, I'm like, can you give me, like, a Sparks Notes version
synopsis
of what you were trying to say? Because it's really hurting my brain.
Yeah, because they use very big words.
Mm-hmm. Deputy District Attorney Carol Rose was worried that removing all mention of the Scream movies would weaken her case because it literally revolves around the movies.
That's what we just said.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, it didn't, and we'll get into that in a minute. According to one source, Paul Glubb, Mario's public defender, stated that Mario suffered from mental illness and he was not fit for trial. He asked Judge Chirosky if Mario could be put into a psychiatric clinic.
Did we go and talk to Mario's teachers? Because I'm sure they would have been like, nope, he's sound mind.
Yeah, I wish I could have found more information on that, too. But, like, it's hard.
I feel like when they determine this in court and it has to do with a minor, I don't understand why you would not go to the people that are with him 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. Like,
yeah.
Go to his teachers and be like, do you believe, is it your observation that he is in sound mind?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are certain kids, like, we just had an incident in school. And when we had to do a conference, I was like, I fear for your child. I said, because what I saw happen was unlike your child. And I feel like I'm not a professional in the psychiatry realm, but it was
that the one that you told me about?
Yeah,
the other day?
It was a psychotic uh-huh. break. And like, it's literally what it was. If I ever had to testify, I'd be like, yeah, something was off in the rocker.
Mm, that's crazy. Chirosky refused, stating that the murder of Gina showed careful planning and sophistication, which makes Mario a threat to society.
In a psychiatric ward doesn't have the security that mm-hmm. a jail does.
Yeah. And yeah. He's smart enough.
Yeah.
Or sound enough to figure out a way, you know, out. So
yeah,
I agree with that. During the trial, prosecutors stated that Mario and Samuel had planned to kill not only Jill, but Mario's stepfather, Pedro Castillo, as well as two other girls from the area. Apparently, these girls were receiving threatening letters and phone calls.
Like scream.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Luckily, Pedro was spared because he was working as an electrician and not home during the time of the murder. It was also revealed that the boys invited a friend of theirs by the name of Aaron Hernandez to participate in the killing of Gina Castillo. Aaron stated that they met at a local arcade, and at the arcade, Mario told him that they were going to his house to kill his mother because it was the perfect day to do it.
And we still didn't go tell anyone. We didn't, you know, we didn't run to the nearest adult that we could possibly find.
You know.
Aaron.
Yeah. Aaron obviously declined their invitation because, you know, there was no mention of him right. until now.
He did the right thing in that sense, but you should have gone, called 911.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's like almost, it sounds like they just met at an arcade and they really weren't as close as Sam and Mario.
Well, I think that when they said they met at a local arcade, like that's when they met to like, talk. Like, okay, yeah, they gotcha. Meant to, yeah, I think it was just like, hey man, meet us at the arcade. And he was like, okay, cool. Like that.
Yeah. We're going to mm-hmm. play Pac-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pedro Castillo didn't attend Mario's week-long trial. Deputy District Attorney Cal Rose stated the following. It was torment for him. He never wanted to have contact with his stepson again, even though he raised him for 10 years. Carol was happy to give the news to Pedro once the verdict was delivered. Mario Padilla was found guilty as an adult and eventually sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Samuel was sentenced to 25 years to life for his role in the murder. He was unable to get life without the possibility of parole because at the time of the murder, he was 14.
Mm. And I guess they used age as a factor, too. Like a 16-year-old can easily manipulate a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
So if I was Samuel's defense, I would have said, oh, no. He was being manipulated mm-hmm. and the puppet master is right there. You need to convict him. Yes, my client was there. Yes, my client participated, but he was not the ringleader, therefore should not be sentenced
mm-hmm.
to the extent of the law.
Yeah. The most recent update I have on Mario is from May 2022. The California Supreme Court ruled that Mario's case will be sent back for a transfer hearing. There, a juvenile court judge will look over all the factors, Mario's maturity, degree of criminal sophistication, prior crime history, and if they believe he can be rehabilitated. So I think this is like the only article I can find on it. But from what I understand is they're going to try and I guess get him a lesser sentence.
Well, he's already been in there 24 years.
Yeah, he's 40 right now.
Yeah.
So they're going to get him a lesser sentence or maybe with the possibility for parole rather than just being there his whole life. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, but I don't know. So, I mean, are we working on the same thing for Samuel? Like, I mean, Samuel is 26. He got sentenced to 25. And if he didn't do anything else while in prison, he should technically be out.
Yeah, I didn't see any updates on Samuel. It's mainly a Mario where you get the most of the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be interested to know if Samuel made parole or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because 25 years, that's already passed.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I would be very interested to know how Samuel's doing.
Mm-hmm. If he's changed.
Yeah. Are you rehabilitated?
Do you still like to watch Scream?
Is Scream your still...
What's your favorite movie, scary movie?
Yeah, is Scream still your favorite movie?
Yeah, because if so, I just don't
think I don't think you're rehabilitated.
I think you better stay where you're at,
yeah, Samuel. Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, those movies are a little bit outdated now, sir.
Oh, 100%. So, didn't they make a new Scream series on? Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah. I actually watched it. It was decent.
They did do that.
And I don't like scary things. So for me to even watch that was like, whoa.
I didn't. That was like right around the time that The Grudge came out too.
Oh, I hated that movie.
I did
too.
I did not like that one. And I will not watch any exorcism movies.
Oh, no. Anything with that?
Mm-hmm. Nope. Don't invite that into my life. Nope. No.
You're not welcome here.
Nope.
No sirree, Bob.
Yeah. So that's a very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the lesson on the Scream murder.
That was a mini lesson. Like, we did very good on that mini lesson.
Yeah. I told you there wasn't a lot. You know, I was searching, but even the podcasts on it that I found were like 15 minutes. And I was like, I can't do a 15-minute episode. That's just what
I can't
do. Well,
that's not in our nature. We're not 15-minuters.
No, I think this will probably with cutting everything, maybe 30, maybe 35. Yeah.
But if there's not a lot out there, then there's just not a lot out there.
Yeah. But it was still a case that I wanted to, you know.
Absolutely.
Talk about.
I feel you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Don't go watch Scream, guys.
Well, here's the thing. If you want to watch it, go watch it. Just don't let it
influence you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't let it take over your life.
That's the lesson for today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't let movies take over your life.
Exactly.
Make your own movie with happiness and non-murder.
Yes. Yes. 1,000%.
All right. Well, Brooke's hungry. I'm not really hungry, but probably once I get there, I'll eat. So we got to go. So like always, the bell don't dismiss you.
We do.
So we'll see you next time.
On Teachers Who Don't Cry.
Podcast.
Bye.
Bye.